3 years ago, Great Barrington, Massachusetts created the W.E.B. Du Bois Legacy Committee in honor of the town native's 150th birthday. Organizers say the black writer, activist, and scholar is still having an impact on America today. This weekend, the committee is continuing its exploration of his commitment to progressive education, civil rights, economic justice, and racial equality and equity with its third annual Du Bois birthday event. Gwendolyn Van Sant is the vice chair of the Du Bois Legacy Committee and founder of Bridge, Berkshire Resources for Integration of Diverse Groups Through Education. She sat down with WAMC in her office in downtown Lee to talk about the two-day event, which begins Saturday with a discussion on Du Bois' classic 1903 text, The Souls of Black Folk.
We're going to have a really dynamic afternoon. So we're being joined by Professor Bob Painter, who has since retired from UMass and was responsible for bringing in Dr. Whitney Battle-Baptiste. He's joining with trumpetist Donna Guger and then vocalist and professor Mary Nell Morgan. So they're joining us really exploring Du Bois' poetry and a song and verse in Souls of Black Folk with the background of trumpet music. So that's going to be really awesome. And then we have community facilitators from both Bridge and the Legacy Committee really looking at the text. And so we've chosen a few select chapters to really highlight and have some probing questions around Du Bois' core values. So we'll have an afternoon of moving between music, song, verse, and also moving through some of the text and core values of Du Bois.
Looking at that text a century later, what about it is still relevant and pertinent to the world today?
All of it. I think I always say that Du Bois would be looking down at us saying, I can't believe you haven't taken care of this yet, but also encouraging us to keep working. The most known concept of his is this idea of double consciousness for the African-American individual, and that's still true, you know, really focusing on how we have to move through the world with sort of two identities, as a black person and as a person. And then we are going to talk about the problem of the color line that still exists, and we're going to look at how important education is to the black men. And actually, the other piece that we're going to highlight is about the importance of religion and faith in the African American community. So those are some of the things that they're as true now as they were in his time.
So that night, the read is going to be followed by a dance. Talk to me about that. What's that going to be like?
Joanna Haigood came to Jacob's Pillow 20 years ago to study, and she discovered the African-American Heritage Trail and the legacy of Du Bois, and so she wrote a piece. And she had hoped that that piece would be commissioned, and it wasn't at the time, but just last year it was commissioned, and she put it up in California, so 20 years later. And she joined us in October at the dedication of the home site, and so now she's bringing that entire piece to us, and it'll be hosted at Simon's Rock of Bard College. And what it is an interactive dance piece. There are four different shifts where people actually join the Zacco Dance Company, Joanna's dance company, and we dance together and explore some of the concepts in Souls of Black Folk. So there'll be four shifts of people dancing, and then simultaneously in the Daniel Arts Center, there'll be dialogue going on. So after you come out of a dance, you can join community dialogue again to talk about Souls of Black Folk, also to talk about racial justice issues, both coming from the text, but also what's going on in our community and on Simon's Rock campus right now. So it's a real community event that people are engaged in dancing, movement, dialogue.
The Sunday component of the weekend is going to feature a panel put together by Bridge employee Dr. Emily Williams. What's that panel going to address?
The panel's theme is the enduring educational legacy of Dr. W.B. Du Bois. So we have scholars coming from around the country who will explore different facets of Du Bois's work. One of the people that's coming and joining is Ayakunle Adeli. He's the sculptor who created the bust at Clark Atlanta, Du Bois's alma mater. So he'll be coming to talk to us about what it meant to create this statue in honor of Du Bois, because that is one of the aspirations of the town of Great Barrington that's been passed, to put a statue of Du Bois on the Great Barrington Mason Library. So in addition to that, we'll have Dr. Chenzira Davis-Kahina, and she'll be talking about the double consciousness and looking at Du Bois's visions and how it impacts the work in 2020. So just what we were just talking about. And then Dr. Danielle Taylor, she's talking about the W. Du Bois and the Atlanta University year. So looking really, she's coming from Clark Atlanta, so she'll be talking about Du Bois's influence there at his alma mater. And then we also have Dr. Deirdre Foreman. Her title is The Social Theory of W. B. Du Bois on Race and Slavery in America. And then we are joined by Dr. Carl Johnson, who will be moderating this entire panel. So each panel will talk for 20 minutes about Du Bois's legacy in education, and then we'll have a dialogue afterwards.
So outside of these headlining events over the course of the Du Bois birthday celebration weekend, what else is sprinkled about that's going to be going on the side?
So both Saturday and Sunday, we have 10:30 a.m. events. On Saturday at 10:30, we will visit Randy Weinstein at the Du Bois Center exhibit that's at the Mason Library. And it's, again, looking at the enduring legacy of W.B. Du Bois. So there's an exhibit there, and Randy will be doing an exhibit talk. And then on 10:30 on Sunday, we'll be joining Du Bois' childhood church, the First Congregational Church, in their church service, and it'll be dedicated to Du Bois and looking at Du Bois's prayers that he actually wrote. So we'll be exploring that during the church service, and then we're all invited for fellowship at noon before we go into the panel that we just discussed.